We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet. Johnny!
Hey, Ross. Y'all excited about next week? Actually, it'd be this week when the episode's airing. You're like hanging out with the big wigs right now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, actually, I'll be in the on the boat on the way over to Seattle. But then, Tuesday and Wednesday is SMX Advanced. I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun.
You had a good wrap up of the show last year. Maybe we can talk you into doing that again this year.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm going to try and get to as much of it as I can. I don't have anyone coming with me, so I'll just be all learned and all that fun stuff.
Yes. But smoke a cigar for me.
No, I can't do that without you, man. It's not right. You never show right. up. Never.
I do it with you all the time, without you all the time. So.
Fine. Anyway, it's to me, it's like the best. It's the best conference of the year. I mean, for anyone who's got the knowledge already, for the way past the basics, SMX Advanced is the one to go to. I mean, it's you're really going to get the dish, and the parties are kind of fun. Even though the big one is from Bing, it's okay.
Is it the Bing dance?
Yeah, really. No, it's just this Bing. It's at the sculpture exhibit or whatever it is downtown. It's pretty cool. Sculpture Park. That's what it is. Anyways, it's kind of fun. I don't stay super long, but it's good to see a few people and have a drink or two and then head out. But I love Seattle. I've just really fallen in love with it going there to these conferences, so it's going to be good fun.
So when you become American, you can live there.
Yeah. Well, my wife's already got dual citizenship. It's just a matter of going that extra distance. Thing is, you know.
There you go.
I couldn't handle paying all those prescription prices you guys have.
That's why you keep your dual citizenship. You step over the border to buy your drugs.
Yeah, there you go. So today, I guess I can't say that, but essentially last week, the Plus One was announced to install on people's websites.
Yeah, pretty definitely.
And you're doing an article on it, so why don't you give us some dish?
So it's interesting, and the Plus One, for those who don't know, Google's been kind of testing in the background a little bit, and this idea of kind of like a voting system that you find on Facebook where people like things, and like on Dig. Well, I can say Dig used to have, because Dig used to be good, but now Dig is just Dig. But the voting system. And it's like Google's voting. So it's like there'll be a little number next to, you know, on a post where you can say, oh, I like this one, and you plus one it. And it's kind of weird, because when you're talking about it, you can't say it's got 27 plus ones up in the air on how to talk about this thing. And the reason I know this is because I'm writing this article, I'm like, well, how do I say that, you know? But anyway, so the idea is that you can add this button to your site now. It used to be you can only do that through the Google interface. You could find it, the listing, and once you've seen it and you liked it, you go back to the listing and you hit the plus button. Now you can actually add those buttons to your page like you can a Facebook or a Dig or a Twitter button. So right there on your page, you can plus it for Google. And the big question, and this is what my article is talking about, is how is this going to impact, or is it going to impact, organic search rankings? Is Google going to use this data? And you know, I'm in the camp, and I think 99% of people I know, I don't think you and I have talked about it, Ross, but 99% of people I know think that there's no way they're not going to use that data in the algorithm somewhere, somehow. What do you think?
For sure, they're going to use it. I don't think it's going to be to any significant degree, but it's going to be used.
Definitely not. It won't be significant. It'll be like any new algorithm factor. They're going to test it for a while and see how people try to game it. They're going to see what it does before they give it any really significant influence.
But it'll be so heavily gamed.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be easy to game at all. You know, because, and this is what I'm talking about when I read this article, is most people are, you know, the obvious way to look at, you know, what is the signal that button's going to send to Google to include in their album? And people say, well, the number of pluses it has. If it's a plus one, it has so much. If it's a plus 100, it's better. I don't think that's truly it, though. I think the interesting thing is you put a button on your site, which means that you're calling a JavaScript from Google somewhere, and that JavaScript is probably placing a cookie on your visitor's browser so they can't vote a number of times. But the fact that you're calling a JavaScript from your page means most likely that Google can tell how many impressions that page gets. So how many times that page gets loaded? How many times is that JavaScript called for that particular page? So what they're probably going to do is they're going to look at the ratio between how many times a page is called to how many votes it has. So if you've got a page that's only been loaded 100 times in the past month but has a plus 25 versus a page that's been loaded 10,000 times in the last month that has a plus 25, the odds are that that page that has a better ratio is going to do better in the algorithm. And the same thing goes if both of them had 1,000 page views and one had more pluses than the other. Then, you know, it's trying to judge the quality article based on how many people, the ratio of how many times it's seen versus how many times it's liked or plused.
They just can't have kind of thresholds.
Yeah, they're going to have thresholds, though, because you can't take a page that only has one view and one plus and say that's the best ratio ever. This one's going to rank number one. Or if it has 1,000 views and 1,000 pluses, someone's obviously gaming it. So there's going to be thresholds that are going to have to be put in place somewhere, but, you know, it'll take a lot of testing to figure out where those may be.
You have to consider, too, though, that it's not quite that simple, obviously. Like, I mean, you're dealing with, too, the 10,000 with 25 is obviously pretty low. But if you had, say, 10,000 with 1,000, that may be a flag that is bad. But if it had 500, it could be a flag that is good. You know, it's Google has the one that has the info. They know what the averages perhaps are for a given site, because each site's going to have a different average. And you know, if one just starts to soar, they're going to start to wonder.
And it's the same thing. And I've talked about this as well. It's the same thing that we got those questions about page speed when page speed first came out. It's like, how fast is my page supposed to be? What's the number I'm shooting for? And my answer always was, look, you know, it really doesn't matter how fast your particular page is, it matters how fast it is compared to your competitors. So the answer to your question is you have to be better than your competitors. And I think it's the same thing here. You know, when we figure out what kind of ratios are right, you know, there's not going to be a golden ratio that says if you're at 1 to 374 or it's perfect for Google's. It's going to be, you got to be a better ratio in a better zone than your competitors are.
Okay, but the key issue, I would say, and this is where they really have an edge, and we discussed this before, I believe, is to, in order to really get effect from this, plus one, you have to have a Google profile. And unless that's changed. And in that case, the Google profile is a key way for Google to find out who are the influencers. And, you know, if there's just a profile that's created that's practically new and someone they go and start plus one-ing, the impact of those plus ones are going to be negligible, if any.
Yeah, I agree.
And in fact, they could be signs otherwise, and it could be very bad. I really believe that that's why the social signals that they have are going to be so much stronger than links. And it, like the classic phrase everyone's saying, social is the new link. It's like, well, it's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, that's a really good point. And just like Twitter does, Google is going to have a ranking system for users. You know, there's going to be a profile rank or, you know, social rank tied to individual people. And if you and I like something, an article on SEO, it's going to carry more weight than if somebody else who's never even, you know, responded to anything on SEO liked it. And, you know, if I, who have no idea or nothing to do about, you know, Canadian biking trails, liked a page on that, and I've never had anything to do with either Canada or biking before, it's not going to carry nearly as much weight as it would, you know, for someone who does that every day.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how many factors there are in the social rank. It's pretty phenomenal. But when we get back, let's maybe throw a few more ideas out there, or heck, we could go straight to our review. So let's take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing the plus one, which like you say, there isn't really a, much of a nomenclature for that yet, but I figure, you know, it'd be something along the lines of I've got 27 pluses on my page. I don't know. What do you think?
There's actually a tool that I tweeted about it. Actually, one of Jeff Quip's people, Rudd, I saw him post about it on Twitter, and I don't have the actual, but if you go to my Twitter account, you'll see a post about it, at John Carcutt. It's a plugin for Chrome that's free that actually puts a little plus one button up in your up by your control bars and stuff, your tabs, that you can click on it and actually plus a site from your browser without ever having to leave it, and it'll show you how many pluses that particular page you're on has. It's really kind of cool. Yeah,
that came out fast. Holy cow!
Oh, I know. It did.
So that was Rude Hine.
Yeah, Rude did it. He tweeted about it, and then I picked it up and tweeted it as well.
Yeah, it is just like PageRank. That's right, Brasco. It's just intriguing how this is all working out. But I think too many people are going to get obsessed about this. But I think it's interesting.
It'll be fun to watch the forums when people yell and scream about it. There's been a plus update. Oh wait. Somebody clicked on my site.
Yeah, what kind of dance would that be? I guess it'll still be the Google dance. It'll just be the social Google dance. They're not dancing alone anymore.
It'll be more like Jamaican music and stuff instead of like the rock that they used to have. More laid back.
Oh, God. I miss those dances. Anyway.
Mai Tais and wacky weed.
Well, you know, just so we're sure we have enough time, let's jump into one of the reviews we had, and it's for... I hope I pronounced this right, Aaron Holtquist for advancedmassagetechniques.com. And it's a great-looking site, actually. I was checking it out, and we don't get a lot of great sites in our daily routine, so it's nice to see it. And what we've done, again, is split it up. So John's got on-site, and I have off-site. So, John, why don't you head off and do some of the on-site stuff?
Sure. So, and this is the first one of these I've done with you because I was out when you and Scott did a couple of these. So I'm excited to get into this. Yeah. So, and I don't know whether Scott did on and off site, but so just to kind of give you an idea of what my methodology is when I first look at a site, and again, we're looking at it at not a super duper deep dig because that takes tons and tons of time. But this is a good site to do this kind of analysis on because it's not a super deep site to begin with, and it's actually pretty well put together. And so we can look at some top level issues that will help improve this site really well. So the first thing I do when I get a new site, the very first thing is I run a spider on it. And I mean, we think we've talked about this before, but I've moved to the Screaming Frog spider. From the old ones I used to use because it puts everything together in one place. So I ran Screaming Frog on this domain. And one of the things you can do in Screaming Frog is break it up by, you can look at individual file types, HTML, JavaScript, CSS, images, and so on. So I always switch it over to HTML to get a kind of idea of how many pages are on this site. And the reason I want to know how many pages is because larger sites with a lot of content tend to do better in search because they have more reach and they can cover more topics. So if it's a page with like a site with like five pages, that gives me a cue that, okay, content is going to probably be an issue on this site. If it's a site with 1,000 pages, I don't really have to worry about that as much.
Quick question, though. Sure. If you're Screaming Frog only does 1,000 pages, right, unless you buy it?
It does 500 unless you buy it.
Oh, okay. Do you think that's enough for a really big site?
No, I mean, you should. I mean, the software is $100, and if you're doing SEO for really big sites, you should be able to get a licensed version of it instead of the free version. But no, I don't think. I mean, it'll give you an idea. So, like, if you're just evaluating, like maybe in the sales proposal portion, you're trying to decide if there's things, and you get a snapshot of the site, you can see some things instantly on that snapshot that you know are going to translate to the rest of the pages on the site through this frog. So, if you're doing it from an analysis standpoint of how am I going to address my strategy, then 500 probably would be enough. If you're going to do it from I need to identify every page that has this issue, then 500 is not going to be enough if you have a huge site.
Yeah, it's like I'm just thinking, like, with competitor analysis, even if you're going to do a larger site, sorry to take this off track, but it's something I'm dealing with right now, so I thought I was kind of curious. You know, if I'm dealing with a big site, let's say lulu.com or something that's, you know, it's fairly large, do you really want to run something like this on it? It would be huge.
Yeah, it would.
Could it handle it? Huge. That's the other thing.
I don't know. It handles it. I can tell you, it'll handle it better than the spiders that I've used in the past to run on huge sites. I mean, I've had spiders to run to you know, for this same kind of thing. It didn't cover as much data as Screaming Frog does, but literally, it had to run for probably about a day and a half. You know, and I had to do it two or three times because it'd get like 90% through and the power would go out or something and I'd have to start all over again. But so it can be challenging to get all the data you need. But if you can get something like this to run on a 10,000 page site and get the entire report, it's invaluable. I mean, it really is, as far as being able to go and identify and pick out individual pages that need attention for one reason or another.
You didn't find that trying to load up that file or do anything with it just killed your computer?
Luckily, I had a computer that was, you know, up to date enough and had enough memory to handle it.
Good to know. I haven't tried doing that, so that's actually a professional question. I thought it would be interesting to know.
Think about it. The software stores the information in its own little database, so it's all text. It's not like it's pulling images. It's not pulling graphics or big files. You know, it's pulling text. So.
Can be huge if it's not compressed. It can be ridiculous, too.
That's true. And this tool will actually tell you, let me make sure, exactly the size of each text, each page. So, like, for example, we're looking at the Advanced Massage Techniques site. The homepage, the spider told me, is exactly 11,706 bytes, right? So it's 11K. And, you know, I don't know if it takes 11K to store the information that it gathered about that in the database. I doubt it because there's like 20 fields of information. It's not storing all the content. It's just storing what it pulled. See what I mean?
Cool. Okay, sorry. I'll get you back on track there. Anyway, you were saying
Screaming Frog. No, I like Screaming Frog. I mean, there may be better ways to do this, but you know, I don't know of any tools that will go in and crawl the site and pull all the title tags and pull all the meta descriptions and pull all the H1 tags and canonical tags off a page and put it all in one place for you, easy to access and review. It's just hugely helpful when we're trying to do analysis on a website, to me anyway. All right, so to go back to Advanced Massage Techniques itself. So I ran Screaming Frog. Got an idea of how many pages, and it's not a super small site. It's not like 10 or 12 pages, but it's not a real super big site either. It's got probably 30 pages, which is a decent size. Looking at each of the 30 pages, I set it to show me just the HTML pages instead of all the pages with Java, you know, the JavaScript files and the CSS and such. And doing a quick review of this, I look across, it'll tell me the status code. So all the pages are straight. They're all 200 okay. Good. So I don't have any weird redirect issues in the primary navigation. Good to know. That's good. So next I look at the title tags. They're not all the same. They are different. They're different lengths. Some are much smaller than they should be. Like one if on a page called Advanced Massage Techniques /Seminar Courses, the title tag is Seminar Courses. So there could be a little bit more there. But in most cases, there's a good amount of information in the title about each of those. And they're not all the main thing you look for at this level, they're not all the same. They're not all really close to the same. They don't look like they were dynamically generated inserting keywords here and there, so that's good. Next, it'll tell you the length of the title. You can see if they're too long or too short from a character standpoint. And these are all, you know, there's some that are a bit short, but most of them are between, you know, 30 and 60 characters, so that's not too bad. Next, and this is where I start seeing issues, none of the pages that I'm seeing in this spider have either meta descriptions or meta keywords. Not too worried about the meta keywords, but the fact that none of the pages have a meta description to me is an issue. When you don't have a meta description on your page, you lose some control of how that page gets displayed in search results, and you miss an opportunity to do a little bit of targeting. The fact that there's no meta description on any page also means that all the meta descriptions are exactly the same, not there. So having a unique meta description on each page, you know, helps to differentiate the pages on your site and helps the targeting a bit better. So I would definitely recommend get unique meta tag descriptions on each of those pages. it'll also show me the H1 tags on each of the pages. You don't have this problem on this site, but in some cases you'll have multiple H1 tags on a page, and it'll show you H1 tag number one, H1 tag number two, and it'll show you where you might be diluting your targeting as well. There's a number of pages on the site that don't have H1s, but not all of them need to have H1. So I'd go in and look a little bit deeper to see, okay, does this page need an H1 for targeting purposes or not? And H1s...
H1s are heading tag.
Yeah, yes. Heading tags. Very good. It's like the title of your page on the page, not in the browser. So, and H1s are not as critical as they used to be. There's even some research saying that H1s don't mean hardly anything anymore, but they're still good to have. If you're in a competitive market, you want every advantage you can get. This also shows if there's any metadata that's not, like if you have a meta refresh on a page or something like that. We don't see any of those kind of issues on this site at all. It also pulls canonical tagging from a page. And if the site is using it, you can check to see if it's using it correctly. No issues there. And one last thing I look across these in the spider is that it shows you numbers of how many links on your pages go to other pages on your site. So it'll tell me that I have 21 links off of this page to other pages of my site, and I have 16 links from other pages of my site to this site. So it really gives you a good handle on your internal linking structure at a page-by-page level. And it will also tell you how many links you have going off of your site. So that's a quick review of some of the major things you can look at just by running a spider and saying, okay, these are some issues I can see or not see on this site. Then what I'll do, using the spider, is to look at the pages that are indexed or that the spider found, and looking for a couple different things off the bat. So the first thing I look for, and Advanced Massage Techniques does have this issue, is it's being indexed, or it has in its crawl. So somewhere in the site, there's a link to advancedmassagetechniques.com/. And in the site somewhere, there's a link to advancedmassagetechniques.com/index.html. And both of those were showing a 200 OK. You look at those kind of things here. Another thing I saw was that a file that is coming up through the crawl is a 404E page, which is the 404, to me, is a 404 error. And I went and I pulled that file. I called that URL, and yes, it's an error page. That is showing as a 200 OK in the spider. Now, what I also did is I ran a test using a site called RexSwain.com, RexSwain.com. And he has a tool on there called a HTTP header check. And I went in and put in www.advancedmassagetechniques.com/404errortest.html. So I know that page does not exist, and this tool will show you the header response directly. And what it's showing me is when I did that, it is serving a 404. So I'm not sure where this 404E that's serving a 200 OK came from in the crawl, but it's something I would definitely dig into and investigate to determine. So that's a red flag for me that I want to dig into at this point.
Okay. Great, thank you. And just so everyone knows, the 200 OK is just means that the site's OK, everything's loading, it's proper, it's the way we want everything to see, want Google to see when it goes to any page, or most pages, yeah. Anyway. So that's good. Well, let's just take a quick break. When we get back, we're just going to finish off with my off-site, which in this case is fairly brief, which is good for them. So,
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, John was counting the on-site issues on advancedmassagetechniques.com, and sounds like there's some great stuff there. Sounds like the site's in pretty good shape, which is good news. Very good news.
Yeah, it was in pretty good shape. You know, overall on site, fairly good job. You know, top level things take away. You need some more content on your pages. You need more pages so you can add a variety of content, but you're good.
Awesome. Okay. Well, when it comes to the off site, this is basically link building. I'm just going to give you some pointers here. Now, one of the things I do is I run Majestic SEO. It's my tool of choice. And in this case,
I like Majestic.
Yes, Majestic is great. In fact, just so everyone knows, hopefully by the time this show airs, SEOlinkreports.com will be back up running. So fingers crossed. If not, it'll be definitely within the week. So that's one of my favorites. I love using that tool, and we just invested a ton of time helping the team there getting it up and going. I lent my programmer to them. So
nice.
Pretty excited to get it back up. Yay! Now, let me just bring up the report here. For some reason, it dropped off page. But the advanced massage techniques, I was very impressed. First of all, again, when it came to the anchor text, now it's really critical. Of all the links you get to your website, you want to make sure that the anchor text is fairly spread out but relevant. This is the text that people link to you with. In this case, now the advancedmassagetechniques.com, its site is about continuing education credits, that kind of thing for massage. What do they call them? Massage technologists?
I'm not sure. A masseuse. It's a masseuse.
But they're registered, I imagine. So, in any case, they call them registered massage therapists here, RMTs. But anyway, I noticed that there was a spread, a nice spread. For one thing, massage CEU. There were 606 external backlinks using that phrase. Quite a lot using the same phrase, but I understand. Obviously, it's very relevant. That's what they offer. CEU being the abbreviation of continuing education. I'm not sure what the U stands for, but anyway. and then the next one is advanced massage techniques, and from that, online massage CEUs. So, you know, there's a fairly decent spread, and they all had a lot of relevance, and there's a number of other ones, of course. What wasn't awesome, however, was that the number of domains, there's 118, and that 118 domains out of 2,300 backlinks, that means, you know, that's quite a spread. It should be closer. You know, you, if you could have that over 500 or even 1,000 domains, that would be much more effective. Perhaps if you have a few places that, and I can see them here, that have too many links on one page. One of them happens to be massagetherapyblog.com. It's not a bad thing necessarily, but it's something I would try to reduce. You know, they're obviously very happy about you, so that's good. But,
yes,
I would definitely decrease that a bit and try and spread them out.
So you're saying that they were happy, you know, because of their massage, and if they got rid of these links, it would be a happy... Never mind, I won't go there.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go that way. in any case, I'm impressed. I think between the on-site and the off-site, that you're doing a great job there, Aaron. And I think that if you just make a few of these changes, you're going to boost your rankings fairly significantly. Definitely spreading out your links and perhaps messing with some different keywords. Like, for example, I did some Google AdWords keyword research for you. Now, just because I was curious whether Massage CEU actually had search traffic, and it does. It's quite high. Bad. Long-tail stuff you get rankings for, like Massage CEU classes, courses, sports massage CEU, you know, go for some of these niches. They might work out for you. I think how to become a masseuse, you could always write something about that and then have this as a connector. These are all different things. Like, you could create a blog that writes about things that are extremely relevant to what you're doing. Right. You don't necessarily offer the service. You're not teaching people how to become a masseuse. They've already become one. They go to you for continuing education. But Google sees that relevance. It's a connectivity. And maybe you've got a partner, someone you can partner up with who does do the teaching, who can use you as a continuing education referral. I'm sure you already have something like that, but that's an example how this can really work together. And they can write about continuing ed and where to go. So, you know, partner up, do these kind of swaps and you know, mix up your keywords. I think that'd be a strong marketing push for you. So, I guess that's it for now. It's we always run out of time, but in fact, we're over our time.
So you're going to represent us well over at SMX Advance, Ross?
Oh, I'm just sure. I'm just going to be there quietly, mousing around, just listening and taking notes. It's going to be fun. I don't have to do anything high pressure at all.
So I'm actually, if anybody's in the Michigan, actually in the we're going to be in Ann Arbor, and what's the other city on the other side of Michigan? If you go to getlisted.org, Guest Listed University is going to be doing a seminar, a couple of seminars, one in the morning, one in the afternoon in Michigan, the end of this month, that I'm going to be speaking on optimizing your websites for local search. So if anybody in Michigan is listening, go to Get Listed, look up the Michigan for Get Listed University, and come see me.
Awesome. And scream out SEO 101 when you see him.
Yeah.
Try and scare him. and then actually right after that, of course I'll be talking about it before I go, because it is before the show, but I'm speaking at SES Toronto, Search Engine Strategies Toronto, so that'll be kind of fun. I'm talking on competitor analysis, and
awesome.
Got a great group with that I'm speaking with, so I'm looking forward to that. But lots of travel over the next 2 weeks. Blech. Not excited about that at all, but
nice.
Oh well.
And by the time we do the next recording, just to let you know, I'll be a happy iPad owner. So I'm getting ready to jump into that world.
Oh, I'm not going to go there. Okay, yes.
I know. Mr. Tablet, who I'm talking to, Mr. Tablet Expert. That's why I had to throw that at you.
It's okay. My Notion Inc. didn't get much of a review there, but I don't mind being an early adopter and something like that. I like to back them up. So thanks,
right,
Everyone. I hope you have a wonderful week. You can reach John and myself by our email addresses. Mine is ross@stepforth.com. That's STEPFORTH.com. And John.
And I'll tell you, it's much easier to get a hold of me on Twitter than it is email. So hit me at John Carcutt on Twitter, and you're much more likely to get a response.
What if they don't have a Twitter account?
Then they should get one.
Okay. Now, this should be a perfect segue to a social media Webmaster Radio show. Well, thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget, every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, listen to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week.
And don't forget to hit our Facebook page if you got questions. SEO101podcast@facebook.com. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.